And thank you very much, Wendy. And this is a story, very much a story about partnerships, progress, and then potential. None of this would have happened without the Comptroller's Office, without the victims' advocates that stand behind me, without the diligence of the Council, particularly the Public Safety Committee, without committed criminalists, without committed detectives, and without the focus that the media has put on this problem. This was very much a partnership. And I think that is the strength that has brought us to the point where we're at now. Also, it's about progress. We've made tremendous progress. We've cut the backlog by two-thirds. We've tested all stranger cases in the backlog. We've tested almost all open cases in the backlog. What's in the backlog now are generally closed and dispoed cases. We've set up partnerships with outside labs so that we can outsource upwards of 500 kits a month. We've identified the road that we need to take. And that road will lead us to the potential, which is that we will have eliminated the backlog. That potential, if all things go well, should occur by the end of the next fiscal year. I've made that promise before. I believe that we can fulfill that promise, and I stand by it. I think that a couple of things that are so important about the partnership here is that the Comptroller's Office has brought a piece to the table that the Los Angeles Police Department is missing. They've brought the ability to thoroughly audit. They've brought the ability to reach out politically. And they have brought focus that is slightly different from our focus. And I appreciate that because that's what's got us where we are. Part of the potential that is unrealized still requires support from the media and from the public, from the advocates group, from the police department, and from the political pieces of the city. We need to change the FBI's policies. There's no reason that private labs that are properly accredited cannot upload the data into CODIS. When our criminalists review the data by the private labs, it is never wrong. It is always uploadable. But we do it anyway, because it's the law, and we follow the law. But it does slow us down, and it does create an independent backlog. And it does use our funding. We have recently acquired a little over $1 million in federal funding to address just this issue. So we will be paying other government labs to redo the work of private labs that we have already paid. I know it makes no sense, but that is the reality of, and the consequence of this particular federal guideline. So that needs to be done. We need to look at the consequences of federal court decisions that require direct testimony of criminalists. We need to look at the impact of the budget crisis on this. We will be asking for further funding in the next fiscal year, and the solution to this problem is dependent on that funding. I also lose 10% of my workforce to furloughs every month. Every month, my criminalists take two furlough days off. That inhibits our ability to test. Now, I realize that is part of the reality of the budget crisis of the city, and we accept that, but it's just another challenge, and it's another challenge that we will meet through the support of the media, the support of the public, the support of our political leaders, and through the fervent desire of the Los Angeles Police Department to get beyond this problem, to move into real-time DNA analysis, to move into a database where we can not only track our backlog, but we can advise detectives and even victims of the status of cases. So there's much to do. This is by no means a victory press conference. This is a press conference about opportunity, and that opportunity will take this entire community to realize.